Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The crossover. This EPMD. The crossover.
This is fun.
Fun today, man. Crossover. Doing a crossover. I'm going to give everybody the code word. I know I forgot for a few minutes in the 3 o'clock hour. I got you covered here. In fact, I'll start with it.
Okay.
I won't make you wait. Giving you a chance to win $1,000 every hour here. This hour's word is bottle. B-O-T-T-L-E. Bottle. Text the word bottle to 72881, and you are entered in the contest. You just might win $1,000. Text the word bottle right now to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. There's a winner selected every hour at random nationally, and we love when we get an email from Odyssey, our parent company, and it says, you know, the 3 o'clock winner was listening to Hockman and Crowder. Nothing makes us happier. So.
We'd like y'all to be successful.
We want you to be successful. We want you to be $1,000 richer. So text the word bottle right now to 72881. All right, Alejandro Solana, you heard some advice from a couple of professional athletes in the last hour. Whether you take it to heart or not is totally up to you, but I turn it over to you for headlines. When are you planning on coming back to the studio, by the way? Have you given yourself a target date?
I'm going to talk to my mom and, we'll figure something out. I don't know. I'm hoping by Monday I'll be good.
That's funny as hell, man.
We have elevators.
He's adorable. He is adorable.
You know you can drive still.
No, I can't because it's on my right leg.
No, you can put your right leg to the side and do your left foot. I did it 100 times. You can drive with your left foot.
I mean, are you joking? Like,
I'm serious.
I can't tell if you're joking.
No, he's serious. If you were forced to do it, you would. In all honesty, if you were forced to go to the bathroom and no one was around, you'd figure out a way to lower your leg off the bed and use the crutches.
I've gone to the bathroom by myself like a million times. Like, but driving, being 100% honest, my right leg has to stay straight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if my right leg has to stay straight and I get into a car behind the wheel, my right leg is straight. How am I turning it to like how am I putting my left leg to the pedals if
sometimes
my right
you
leg
say,
is 100% straight?
Not no. now, left leg.
No, I'm serious, bro. I had it. What did I have? Explorer or something? And yeah, I would kick my right foot over to the side, over the little center thing. And my left leg, and you're kind of sitting sideways, and I drive. I got pulled over in Gainesville. I had foot surgery on my right foot, and I got pulled over in Gainesville, and I was sitting there. I couldn't get out of the car. The cop walked up. He saw how I was sitting and was like, oh, I understand why you were driving funny, because you're driving with your left foot. Have a good day.
This is why I don't like talking to former NFL players. Because, like,
yeah, but just, you're okay challenging them in athletic events, but then all of a sudden, when they're actual athletes, you don't want to talk to them anymore.
No, I mean, no, just jump off this five-story building. Don't worry. Like, don't just put your foot over here. You'll be okay. Don't worry. Like, no, I'm not driving with my right leg up in the air.
I'm saying do a split. Just lay it to the right.
But here's where we're different, Solana. Like, they go, you're soft. And I go, yep. You're fighting it. But you're soft.
Yes. I'm not soft. Right.
Let's get headlines. We're gonna get sidetracked again. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. Get hard.
The sports update. It's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust an hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. I texted this to you guys. Pretty big news that I saw. Kelly Olynyk, former Heat player who's playing on the Rockets, he cut off his hair, his ponytail, the signature Kelly O hair. He's cut it off.
But it's he still has it long, like it's almost to his shoulders. He looks good, actually. My kid showed it to me last night. He's like, Kelly Olynyk cut his hair, comes running in. I'm like, hey, it looks pretty good there.
I don't know why this is a story.
I know, weird, right?
It's just weird, yeah.
I've noticed that things that like your 16-year-old son is excited about are the same things that are yes, making me excited.
Told you a million times, you are much closer in age to my son than you are me.
And behavior.
The NFL, they announced their 2021 preseason schedule, so we know officially the Dolphins' first game will be August 14th in Chicago at 1 p.m., and then they'll play Atlanta the 21st, and then they're going to play a national TV game the 29th, their final preseason game. Remember, they're only playing three this year at Cincinnati at 4.
Yeah, I always always look forward to those national TV preseason games, and then I watch one series, and then I'm back to House Hunters.
this is what it is.
So will game three, which was normally the most important game, does that become game four now, essentially? Like, you wouldn't risk anyone in game three, so does game two become game three?
Hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Exactly. Number two's Atlanta. Atlanta would be the
– And they're having the joint practices with Atlanta, I think, right? Didn't we find that out? Yeah.
They usually when I always play, we always play the Jaguars, the Bucks. Like,
local.
We'd stay local.
Yeah, Atlanta's pretty local, but
Cincinnati and
yeah.
Chicago, those aren't short flights.
Is the appeal there, national TV, like Tua Burrow? Like, is that,
yes, 100%.
They're not going to be playing, though, right?
I don't think so. I think it would be kind of crazy to have them out there, but I don't know. I mean, that's the only reason that anyone would watch that matchup.
That's it. And like you're saying, the big game would be Atlanta. The good game would be Atlanta.
You'd think. And I'd be extra cautious with Joe Burrow. If I was Cincinnati, I wouldn't have him out there at all.
Joe ain't playing a half after what they saw. And they didn't get him any protection. They wouldn't have got a receiver.
They wouldn't have got a receiver.
Yeah, no, Joe. Sit your ass down.
Tonight in the NBA, game three, it's Bucks-Nets, 7:30. Brooklyn leads 2-0.
Oh, let me see if that line has changed. It was 3.5 when the show started. Then it was 4. Back down to 3.5. Milwaukee minus 3.5. I should have taken Brooklyn plus the 4 there when we had it available.
Money line.
Always late.
And then following that at 10 p.m., it's game 2, Jazz Clippers, Utah. 3-point favorites at home for game 2. No Mike Conley again tonight. He's
2.5. Utah minus 2.5 now. You know what we're going to do in the next segment, because today's crossover day, and we're having the entire cast from Tobin and Leroy on. Robbie the degenerate, who's going to join us next, I'm going to have him pick the basketball games for tonight. Because when he talks about gambling, I'm telling you, I watch it like it's The Godfather. It's just captivating. Yeah, he makes it sound like he's got the info.
Figured his thing out.
Yeah. But somehow that dude's living with like 7 roommates. Like, how much has he really figured it out?
Maybe just frugal.
How well could the gambling be going? When
he likes to gamble with others.
He's sleeping on a rollaway.
A trundle, what's the name called?
He's got a roommate with a trundle.
Make it bank.
Finally, guys. Oh, and the Marlins, they play tonight as well versus the Rockies, rubber match, 7:10 p.m. Finally, guys, a strip club in New Orleans, they're offering a $1,000 signing bonus because there's, quote, a national exotic dancer shortage in the country right now. Just in case either of you were looking for a little incentive.
I am.
To
can you send me the info on that? Just text it to me.
Listen, yeah. What's the name? We'll because I'm sure I've been there. I was in New Orleans for 6 months training. I've been to that strip club.
What were you training for? I mean,
with the wing, with the wing, wing. Getting better at something.
So that's training, huh? You consider that training?
You train right. from 9 a.m. Right. to 11 a.m.
I've been training a long time, Jack.
Got the whole day left. All
right. What else, Solana? You got the golf update?
I miss training. Yeah, I do have the golf update
right now.
You
still haven't had any action?
He still looks outside and he sees the sky. He gets a tear in his eye. I wish I could go outside. Set
up.
My sights on the bathroom first and then we'll shoot for the moon later.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Your Palmetto Championship at Congaree leaderboard update. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. No change atop the leaderboard. Doc Redmond, DJ, Dustin Johnson, they finished at 6-under earlier today, shot a 65 in round one. And your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. I do miss outside, but right now, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy, 88 degrees.
I miss outside. Which you, by the way, could be there in 30 seconds. You could be outside in 30 seconds.
Prison.
I miss outside. It's like you know, a guy who's doing a fast, you know, so it's like, oh, I'm just doing, you know, liquids only for a week. But he's doing like a fast. He's doing a fast from outdoors, but for no reason. He's bedbound, but for no reason.
You can leave.
Have you watched TV with your parents at all, like in the living room, you know, just to walk outside? Or have you laid in that bed for 7 straight days?
No, I've spent most of the time, like after the show, once I'm done posting the podcast or whatever, I go and my parents watch like the Uruguayan news. Yesterday, the Uruguayan Basketball League playoffs were on, so I'm sitting there with my dad. He's telling me that one of the teams, Biwa and Uruguay, could beat one of the NBA teams. I'm like, get the hell out of here. He's convincing me that, like, in the NBA, they're soft and it's not like the 80s anymore.
This runs in the family. You see what's going on here. Eduardo thinks the same way Alejandro does, which is I could beat Leroy in basketball. That's the Uruguayan team beating one of the NBA teams.
We see.
It runs in the family.
This is heredity.
The apple does not fall far from the tree. That's why they all stood around looking at a frozen cake with no idea what to do.
More on the dust plume at 5, by the way. I mean, at some point we'll just have Julie Dirt on, right? Like, whatever.
He reels me in every time with that. I don't see it coming, and it gets me every time. All right, crossover day, our crossover show with the Tobin and Leroy cast. Robbie the Degenerate is next. He's going to make some picks for tonight's basketball games. He's next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The idea of crossover day, I thought I wanted everyone to sound like they're in studio with us and, you know, they're walking onto the set like, you know, a TV show. And now Robbie doesn't have a good internet connection, so he's got to be on the phone, which is, it kind of loses some of the luster here.
Get him, Robbie.
I mean, the hosts are okay. Robbie can't get an internet connection. That's all right. Love talking to this dude.
Dial up?
Hey, what do you have?
Robbie always has a bad internet connection.
Yeah, what is it? What do you have? Dial up, Robbie? You start a GoFundMe?
Well, these my seven roommates are taking up all the bandwidth.
Hawk said that. I don't know about your living conditions.
Where are you doing this interview from? The little trundle bed?
Yep. Holding up a wire.
All right. So today is crossover day, and we've got everyone from Tobin and Leroy because you guys were talking about me this morning. So I wanted to give you a fair time on this show. And Robbie the Degenerate really, to me, is the glue that holds Tobin and Leroy together.
Yes.
And Robbie is a gambler of epic proportion.
Tell by his name.
I believe we had you on after you had your first trip to Vegas, didn't we?
That's right.
It was one of my favorite segments in the history of this radio show. So I thought I'd bring you on today. We talked with them about some nonsense, but I thought I'd bring you on and you can give us some picks because you're very good at this. Well, when I say you're very good at this, you sound like you're good at this, but based on the fact that you live, you know, in a youth hostel, I'm not certain exactly how good at this you are. But everybody suspend your doubts for just one moment here while Robbie gives us some picks for tonight. So let me look and just see what the current line is for Nets and Bucks. 3.5 still. So the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, they're 3.5-point favorites at home, hosting the Brooklyn Nets, and Milwaukee down 0-2 in this series. Who does Robbie like?
This is what I call a reverse trap game. Vegas wants you to think it's a trap. Wait, that's fishy. Why are the Bucks favored by 3.5? Oh, something's up. Take the Bucks. No, they want you to think that's a trap so that you take the Bucks. No, nonsense. Brooklyn Nets, they have been the better side, pounding the Bucks in the first two games, and the key thing is the three-point shooting of the Milwaukee Bucks. When the Bucks, we all know, they lit up the Heat like a Christmas tree from downtown. Every single game was double-digit threes. These first two games, 6 and 8 threes, respectively. The Nets have been keeping them from getting off the attempts. They only get off 30 attempts on average on these two games, and the Bucks shot at least 40 attempts against the Heat. That's because the Heat, they lead the league in they're second in the league in three-point attempts allowed. But here's why the Bucks are favored. A lot of that is the old narrative. Down 2-0, you're coming back home, you're desperate, role players play better at home than they do on the road. That's all it is, though, is narrative. And we saw it in the Heat series that the narrative wasn't true. The Bucks came down to Miami and whooped the Heat ass, the same way they did when they were at home. And we thought Bryn Forbes and Pat Connaughton were going to be revert to being scrubs when they go on the road. That was nonsense. Bryn Forbes had a career game against the Heat in Game 4. He made 7 threes. So it had no effect whatsoever. It was all hocus pocus. And so I expect the same thing to happen. Pat Connaughton, he has 3 points combined in the two games. Bryn Forbes, he had a decent game too with 10 points, but he's been nowhere the same that he was against the Heat. Hammer the Nets, hammer the money line, take the 3.5. It might fall to 3. And it's all built on James Harden not playing, which is garbage because in game 2, the Bucks are favored by 1.5 points, all because James Harden wasn't playing. And I think they moved the ball better without James Harden. I'm not saying they're a better team without James Harden, but you see the 800 passes that the Nets do when James Harden isn't playing. I think the Nets will win pretty comfortably here.
All right, so you take the money line as well. You take the money line and you take the points.
Take them both.
All right, very good. That's the a lot of people, you see these a mile away, the Hocus Pocus game. And we got a Hocus Pocus game on tap tonight for the early one. Now, the late one, Robbie, is Utah. They're a 3-point favorite over Kawhi and the Clippers. Actually, I think it might be down to 2.5. Hold on. Let me take a look at this.
I still got three. I'm looking at it now. I still got three.
I have 2.5 on mine. So 2.5 or three.
I think, you know, the Clippers have been a monster on the road this year. The exception of the last game, the last game was also a 3-point spread, and they lost by three exactly. But they've won three road games in Dallas, and not only that, they won those three road games, and they were favored in all three road games, and they covered all three times, so which was fishy to begin with, and there was a reason why that they were favored on the road. I think the Clippers on the side here gained 3 points. I know the Jazz have not lost. They've covered every game since Donovan Mitchell has come back. But I think, you know, we saw the Clippers give it to him in the first half, and the Clippers, the way they've been on the road, it's hard not to take the 3 points. It's candy, and you can even throw cheese on the money line here too, and the Clippers could tie the series up at one going back to L.A.
Crowder, throw a little cheese on the money line.
Cheese on the money line,
a little
baby.
Cheese on the money line.
I'm riding with Robbie.
So we're going with two dogs tonight, Robbie.
Two double dogs.
Double dog hocus pocus night from Robbie the Degenerate. Are you putting your money where your mouth is, or are you just doing a radio bit here?
No, I think I'm going to go a double dog parlay. In fact, the double dog money line parlay, it pays out, you know, 4-1 if you do a double dog parlay.
I'm thinking about that. You might get out of the hostel you hit that parlay tonight. You might be able to move into the sports hotel over on What about this one? Robbie the Degenerate here. We do not have this guy on enough. This guy is captivating.
Yes.
I mean, just mesmerizing radio. How about the Dolphins over-under on regular season wins? It's set at 9.5. Remember, it's a 17-game season.
Oh, my God. I am so glad you asked me that. This is a monster lock. I gave this out on my Magnificent Seven a couple weeks ago, which we'll do again tomorrow at 8:20 on the Tobin Leroy Show. All right, so the number's at 9. It's a flat 9, and it's an extra game. It's fishy, right? The Dolphins won 10 games last year, and you're getting an extra game. The science says, oh, you got to go over, right? Wrong. The last two times the Dolphins won 10 games in a season, 10 or more, they followed it up with a 7-9 or a 6-10. And if you want to go back to Saban when they went 9-7, they followed that season up with a 6-10 too. So they don't put two wins together, two straight good seasons together. And look, the defense last year, a lot of the games last year were won with defense. They had an insane amount of turnovers. Xavier Howard getting 10 interceptions. And they played a bunch of bad teams last year, the Jets. But the Jets were 2 free wins last year. You had Jacksonville. You had Cincinnati with Brandon Allen. And I think everyone's assuming linear progression with Tua Tagovailoa. It doesn't always work that way. In fact, you could point to Denver. Drew Locke had a very similar year to Tua in his first year as a starter. Now, Locke only played 5 games. But then the Denver Broncos went out and got a bunch of weapons for him, whether it's Jerry Jeudy or K.J. Hamler or his college tight end, Albert Okwuegbunam. And like, oh, wow, Drew Locke's going to be the star. And then Drew Locke ended up being terrible, and now he's going to lose his job to Teddy Bridgewater. It doesn't always work that way. Dolphins had a very similar offseason, and you could say all the coaching staff is different. It's not going to be the same as before. But the more with the Dolphins, the more the things change, the more they stay the same. Hammer the under on 9 wins.
How is this guy not on ESPN Daily Wager? How is he not on Daily Wager? But here's the question, Robbie, are you any good at this? Like, are you rolling in dough? Because you sound confident as hell.
Oh, this one's a monster lock. Not all of them are monster locks. Everyone says monster lock for everything. Not all of them are monster locks, but this one is a monster lock.
Are you in or out on Tua this season?
I
see what goes on in the text machine when I get in here. I scroll backwards and see what happens during the morning. I know you're out on them. All right, there you go. Robbie the Degenerate on crossover day. I mean, does he deliver or what?
It all makes sense to me, baby. I'm ready to put the mortgage on.
All right, we're putting the mortgage on it, Robbie. Are you that confident?
Mortgage. Mortgage and car. Do it all.
Hocus pocus, baby. See you, Robbie. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
And confidence is there.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, when he delivers that, like, have you ever heard? We have Rob Pizzola on. We have Lee Sterling on. We give out our picks usually every day. Have you ever heard someone sound as knowledgeable about the games or the teams as Robbie?
Reference points back to Drew Lock for Tua, and
similar. They're like, look at it sounds great.
Great.
We are going 0-3 on those bets. I am telling you right now, we're going to be living with him and his 9 roommates.
It's going to be 9.
Robbie, is there extra space in that room?
I see the car he drives, though.
I picture Robbie's house is like the Albanians in Taken 2.
He's like, piled up. Little drywall between there.
Oh, my God. What a great gift for picking games Robbie has. That is so great. I am playing I think I'm going to do the double dog parlay, though, tonight. The double dog money line parlay.
I like it.
I think I'm going to do
that. I'm in.
You want to be in on that?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
All right.
He sold me.
Yeah,
he sold me.
But that's the thing. He sells you on this because he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Not certain that he does.
You know what? But. To be honest, Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, they've had great weeks, and they've been 0-4
True.
As well.
But they never sound as confident as this.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. The confidence got me already.
I know. All right, Jay Figg is going to join us in the next segment on Crossover Day. Jay Figg used to be a very big part of our show. Yes. She would give a searing pain movie review,
and
we would all scratch our heads and go, did she watch the same movie we did? Like, did she watch the movie we assigned? She had movie reviews where she would review them, and then I didn't even think the movie was the same movie that I had seen 100 times. I'm like, what? What did you see about that?
Understand the plot. Yeah, it was weird.
Weren't you keeping a notebook on her reviews, Solana?
Yeah, I have them all. I have all of them written down.
Do you still have that notebook?
Yeah, no, I have it right here.
You do? Honestly?
No, like I'm looking at it right
okay,
now.
Okay, give me a couple, like what were a couple of her ratings on movies?
Well, the only 10 out of 10 rating she gave was the movie 7.
Right, I remember that. That was the only 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
the movie 7.
Movie.
But then like,
she gave Valley Girl a 6.
Okay.
Eyes Wide Shut. 5.6 out of 10.
But what about like some well-known movies?
Dead Poets Society, she gave that a 6.
See, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dead Poets Society is 6 and 7 a 10.
Yeah, didn't she hate Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, what did she give Beverly Hills Cop?
She gave Beverly Hills Cop a 3.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What the hell is
what
that?
Are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here? So anyway, Jay Figg hasn't been on since she's been with Tobin and Leroy, so she's going to pop on today on Crossover Day. All right, let's take a quick break, and then Crossover Day continues here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
See you, Figgy.
All right, bud. Bye, guys.
All right. What'd she just say?
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's so good. Robbie was so good in the last segment making his picks, and he sounds so confident. But I'm talking off air with, like, Steven and Crowder here, and I'm going, you know, it sounds like he can't lose.
Yeah.
But there's no way he'd be living in a mansion.
Can't afford good internet.
Like, it's crazy. Somebody texted in, or a million texts. Hold on.
One thing I heard was y'all saying you can't have money and wear Crocs. I don't agree with that.
That's true.
Don't go off Crocs. Don't say Crocs is a poor, rich thing. Crocs are just comfortable as hell.
Man, there's so many texts on Robbie. I can't find the one that I saw. Oh, here one. Guys, I listen to Robbie all the time. His bets are horrible, and he rarely hits.
Get him, Robbie.
All right, Jay Fig is here on Crossover Day. Jay Fig, Jen Figueroa. Jay Fig was a big part of our show, and especially during the pandemic, when the pandemic first started, and there was no sports,
nothing
to talk about, and we would do a Jay Fig Searing Pain movie review every day. And we would assign her movies because she hadn't seen any movies. No. And she would watch them, and then we would look at each other quizzically while she gave us a review that made no sense. So she's making her triumphant return to the program. Hello, Jay Fig.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Is that,
knock,
I don't even,
knock.
I don't even know if that's her, the soundbite of, hey, guys. Oh, Jay Fig, we missed you. So why did you choose to leave us?
Oh, my God. I knew this was coming. I didn't choose to leave anybody. I was presented an opportunity.
I'm just
teasing you. You guys kicked me out of the show.
I'm just teasing you. So which show is more fun?
I am not answering that question.
What do you mean you're not answering the question?
No, I love you. I love all of you guys.
I mean, whatever. What does that mean?
I mean, we're the losers.
Yeah, that's right.
But no! You guys,
so what do we have? We have nice personalities?
I love your personality.
All right, here we go.
What time do you wake up every morning now, J-Fig?
5 a.m., just because I'm here at home. But once I go back into the studio, it's back to 3:15.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness
Wow.
Gracious.
And you do that by choice, huh?
We're that bad.
Do Tobin and Leroy ever allow you to do a movie review?
I haven't done a movie review since your show. Yeah. I feel like that's
exclusively
that's
to us.
Not utilizing.
Yeah.
They're not utilizing talent.
So, Lana, look in your notebook there. Let's see if she's changed her mind on any of these movie reviews that she's given. What are and someone pointed out, we were talking in the last segment, that she would give 1 out of 10. It was 1 out of 10 mozzarella sticks. It wasn't someone. Pointed,
right.
I totally forgot. Yeah. Yeah. She would give a rating. It was, you know, 3 mozzarella sticks, 7 mozzarella sticks. Like, one of the ones that really frustrated me and Crowder was Beverly Hills Cop, which you gave a very few mozzarella sticks to. Have you changed your mind on that at all?
I still stand by it
100%.
Wow. Right. I believe it was a 3.5 out of 10.
That was a 3.5 mozzarella sticks out of 10.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Don't you? Do you still live in the Denny's?
Yeah, where's all the
I've
plates?
I've migrated.
Where's all the plates clanking?
There's always something going on.
You know what the funny thing is? Like, the two people responsible for big shows here, Solana's at home with his parents, they're clanking plates. Jay Fig's at home with her parents, they're clanking plates. What's going on with the younger people in this world? Y'all need to move out like Robbie.
Robbie.
I've tried with Robbie and his internet connection. It's always an issue, especially during that whole virtual draft party.
Oh, well, that was something to behold. That was something special.
Oh, yeah. I was nervous. I was so scared.
What is Robbie like? Because you're with him on a daily basis. Like, you get to hear and see him on a daily basis. Is he as interesting as he appears? Like, we've had him on the show 2 or 3 times in the course of 2 years. I'm fascinated by him. He's like Michael Jackson to me. Like, I can't get a beat on it, you know? Like, what's he like?
Well, what can I say? Robbie's a very interesting person, and now that we are on Twitch, he's become this really big personality. Everybody keeps asking for him, and he does all these Q&As, and then usually I'm in a fight with him because I have to stop him from, because once you do them every segment, it's not really exclusive. So that's our constant battle every single day. And then again, when he starts talking about Tua, I basically just shut down.
And how often every show do you have to lie to Leroy so he doesn't talk to you the whole break and act like you have to go do something? 4, 8.
It's funny because usually in the mornings, it's always just me and Leroy waiting for everybody else to join. So it's just him and I talking nonsense.
But that's a joke.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't wait in quiet, does he? He doesn't wait in quiet. So J Fig returns to the show. And does it feel like old home week? Have you missed us?
Of course, I've missed you guys.
All right. So if you had a choice,
I love being a part of.
Len says to you, J Fig, it is your choice. You can work on the Hockman and Crowder show, or you can work on the Tobin and Leroy show. Which choice would you make?
I don't know. I would have to see how welcoming.
The hell she talking
about?
You
guys are
to me. Welcoming.
What the hell she talking
about?
Yeah. No, here's what.
I have to see what you offer me again. You know?
No, you get the same offer. It's the same deal. You just have to choose which show you're working on. Which one would you choose?
But I will be on every single day or not? Cause
it's the same deal. I don't know how to make this any clearer. Whatever you're doing for them, you do for us.
I don't know.
It's not going to pick.
Offer rescinded.
I am not.
No, what you say there, J-Fig, is I'm very happy where I am right now. You always say that, mm-hmm. whether you mean it or not. You just say, I'm very happy where I am right now. I'm not
I'm
even
very happy with the opportunities I have been presented.
There you go. Solana, yes. You want to rail on J-Fig about a buzzing or ambient sound like I've been railing on you?
Yeah, it's incredible. I told her before we got on.
This is why I left your show.
Your mic is too loud. Your mic is too loud.
This is exactly why I left your show. Someone's always trying to control me.
There's never a problem with my mic, and I can tell it's just way too loud. And you're like clicking something. It sounds like you're doing origami in the background. Like
it's my laptop. Don't make me bring in your ACL into this conversation.
Man. Solana does exactly what I do to him. Just immediately turns it on her. All the stuff that I complain about, he just complains about it to her. All right. Were you invited?
Who does he think he is?
Were you invited to Solana's birthday party by any chance?
I wasn't. I'm still waiting on that invitation.
Yeah, we didn't get invited either. So I'm pretty
good. Okay, good. Then I didn't want to.
He invited Steven, and he invited.
Had a great time.
Yeah, he invited Jimmy.
Marcos raised his hand.
Marcos, were you invited to that party?
I got an invite the first day.
Oh
what?
My
wow.
God! That's ridiculous,
Marcos.
Man.
I love you.
Well,
more.
I mean. Marcos is on the sizzle, though. Marcos is my guy.
You're on the show! What do you mean? The sizzle? This is the Hockman and Crowder show. It's
I'm an insider.
The sizzle takes 10 minutes. It's a 10 minutes.
Like
is 12. It even called a show if it's 10
wow.
minutes? It's like Loki. He's like the sizzle is just someone walking into the multiverse for 1 second and he reverses them back out. I'm just kidding, Marcos.
It's a
spin-off. I love you.
Be careful, Marcos. Soon, if you get too much sizzle, Solana's going to get jealous and kick you out.
Yeah, that's what happened with J-Fig. I think Solana worked that behind the scenes.
That's
what happened behind the scenes.
I'm expected to not be a part of the show soon.
Oh, yeah. You wait till Solana gets back here. You are donezo. All right, J-Fig, we got to go because the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Would you like to give any quick movie reviews? Have you watched anything lately?
I have not.
All right. Well, that's what we would expect from you.
Where's your raggedy-ass dog?
He's sleeping right next to me.
Don't talk about Scooby that way.
He
How dare you?
Barked every time we did a show
How
with
him.
How
dare you talk about Scooby
so
that
rude.
Way? We
He's
love
a very
Scooby.
Beautiful animal.
And we love J-Fig as well. Thank you, Figgy. We miss you.
Love you, Figgy.
Love you guys, too.
Bye, right butt.
Bye, right butt.
See you, Figgy. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. And your next code word, your next chance to win $1,000. Oh, J-Fig, man. I mean, it all the emotions just come rushing back, don't they?
You're right, bud.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Have you had a perfect date in your life?
Yes.
What was it?
So I posted on my Instagram story one day that I missed kayaking, and then the guy I was dating at the time, he was like, what? Okay, Sunday, that's what we're going to be doing.
Do you think this actually happened, Solana?
No shot.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.